You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
The answer to which Bills wide receiver to draft so far through 3 weeks has been Khalil Shakir. He's the wide receiver 17 in scoring through 3 weeks. And according to Fantasy Life's utilization report, all the underlying metrics are showing that he's the guy. 21% target share leads all wide receivers and tight ends. And you look at this week's matchup with Baltimore. Number one, the Ravens are favored, so the Bills will have to throw the ball more. But you're throwing the ball against the Ravens regardless. This is a pass funnel defense. You know, just know, if your team is going up against Baltimore, they're going to pass the ball. They've allowed the fewest rushing yards and the most passing yards to opponents through 3 weeks. And Shakir himself, he has a great matchup. Not only have the Ravens allowed the fifth most fantasy points to wide receivers this year, they've also allowed the fifth most fantasy points to slot wide receivers, where Shakir has run 75% of his routes from. It seems like Curtis Samuel is still dealing with the after effects of his turf toe injury, so continue to start Shakir as a solid wide receiver three this week.
Yeah, and Khalil Shakir, he's not running a ton of routes. He was only at 66% route participation last week, but he has 23% targets per route run, and that's schooling everybody else in this offense. I mean, Curtis Samuel, when he's on the field, he's running even fewer routes, but like you mentioned, he's getting some targets. But Khalil Shakir has been the most consistent receiver out of this bunch. Keon Coleman, he had that whole disciplinary thing last week, and he didn't play part of the first half or whatever. He only had the one touchdown and the one target. And the rest of the receivers, like Dalton Kincaid's around, but it seems like Khalil Shakir has a pretty good rapport with Josh Allen. And honestly, I'm surprised that the Ravens are the Ravens. You said the Ravens are favored in this one. I'm not an odds maker, by the way, but if I'm an odds maker, I probably have the Bills favored in this one. But either way, I think it's going to be
because they're in Baltimore. It's because it's in Baltimore, and that's why they get a little bit of that edge.